Hello, and welcome to another episode of Point to Point. It's the show where I drive from one point to another and try to get to the point. Today's point... today's point is technically I lost the Battlefield 6 reaction, so I'm gonna do that one again, because I think that it was a good... Can you have a good discussion with yourself? I guess. Before we get into that, though, two things. First thing... I am mailing out a laser disc to one lucky recipient for the Time Cop episode. Am I a little late? Yes, but you know, we're making it work. Second update, I just dropped my kiddo off at school, and a greeting that I heard was, "Hello, Sarah, how are you?" And then Sarah responded and said, "Chicken jockey." So I think this is my first instance of having heard a chicken jockey in the wild. So that's, you know, that's fun. But Battlefield 6, that, Jesus Christ, that trailer came out. I guess if you want to go back and listen to my initial thoughts on the Battlefield 6 nonsense and kind of where I think that game maybe needs to go, or a bigger question of where do you think that game needs to go to hit 100 million players and kind of bring you and probably six of your friends back or into Battlefield 6 for the first time. It felt like a good episode. And probably 2 days later, I think, was the reveal. The reveal came up and they... showed off a sizzle trailer of what Battlefield 6 is. And folks, it's not gonna do it, right? Like the thing about that Battlefield 6 trailer, the thing that is really confusing to me, especially as a person who dabbles in the Call of Duty latest stuff and ends up, you know, getting sucked into a lot of those games with Logan, who's kind of an optimization wizard when it comes to those things. The thing about Battlefield 6 is that the only thing that community seemed to really want, based on the comments on the reveal video, was basically they want Battlefield 3 and 4. They don't want any clown skins, which I don't know if that is just a pejorative about all of them being neon colored or if there's literally a clown in there. I kind of hope it's the latter. And then that's kind of it. Like, they just wanted an old Battlefield game, and they wanted no outlandish skins in there. And then the only other stuff I've seen about it is a... post on the subreddit that went a little bit crazy, talking about how you shouldn't be allowed to reduce the grass texture to make it disappear, to like basically do the PUBG thing where you drop it all the way down to potato mode and then the grass disappears so then you can be better at the video game. And so I guess, based on that trailer, maybe people are getting what they like, but I just want to hit a couple of key points in the trailer that I think are indicative of this game is not going to do great, is number one, the entire video starts with the President of the United States of America with bloody knuckles rehearsing a speech to his fellow Americans about how a mercenary group has attacked the United States, and then it is followed by several clips of the Brooklyn Bridge getting hit with a missile and like US troops going door to door through a suburban area of somewhere, and like clearly American homes door to door doing all of that. And it's like cribbing from all of the footage we've seen of movies and even like actual, you know, footage from conflict zones of US troops going into homes in the Middle East and it's like doing that. Like this is, guess what? Your country is now occupied and you have to go door to door to clear out the insurgents. And it is like, man, what a bad way to open a game in 2025. Like you saw the way the political temperature is in this country and you thought beleaguered president wielding the weapons of war on American soil is like the angle you wanted to go in? Like it has at least Nintendo had the fantastic clarity of mind to see that Queen Elizabeth had died and therefore they should probably delay the announcement of Tears of the Kingdom because that might be construed as like insensitive. And like, God, Battlefield just went for the hat trick. It has like things like terror attacks on American soil. It has invasion on American soil. It has like images of buildings in possibly New York being toppled. And then like going door to door in the houses in the campaign in like the style of what Americans did in Iraq. And it is this like weird thing of like, yeah, I guess everyone wanted Battlefield 3 and 4. And if I remember right, 3 and 4 came out in a similar time as this stuff. But like, is that going to get you to 100 million players? Like, is that is feeding the Civil War and like all of that? Is that really, really, really going to get you to 100 million players? Like, I think clown skins are maybe going to get you to 100 million before gritty stories about the decline of America under war and, you know, deploying Marines in major metro areas. Like, man, I don't know. Like, I'm sure that this is kind of what Battlefield people wanted. Like, you want... Battlefield kind of has this weird thing where the multiplayer is as goofy as Fortnite, with people doing dumb things like, you know, ejecting out of planes to pull off a sniper shot cross map and then jumping back into the plane and flying away. Like, there is like carny shit in that game, but then the like real life commander roles and all of that stuff in that game is equally confusing. Like, there's just like a strange mishmash. And I think the thing that is maybe the most unsettling and surprising to me is that when approached with the idea of Battlefield 2042 or whatever didn't work, like the climate apocalypse, the levelation or whatever in that game, it didn't do enough to bring the game back and like become a competitor with Call of Duty and all of these other games out there. The thing that is like unsettling to me is that when that happened to Call of Duty, when Call of Duty started to like get a little samey, they brought back like another version of Black Ops, right? Like they brought back the numbers, Mason, and they added a weird part of that game that is, it's just strange, right? Hello, train. They added back some, like, as close as you can get in Call of Duty, some magic, right? Like, there's, like, some weird magic external factor that is creating a story that is, like, no longer grounded in the real world. And, like, Modern Warfare 3 definitely had some messed up, like, real-world conflict stuff in it, but the Black Ops stuff tends to be, like, themes more than, you know, more than revisiting Iraq and Afghanistan. And it's unsettling to me that Battlefield, when approached with the same opportunity, they wanted to go back to boots on the ground, and they wanted to go back to boots on the ground when literally boots are on the ground in LA. Like when the power structure in this country right now is being used in this way, either symbolically or truly, it just gives a different feeling to, you know, America under siege, which again is something that Call of Duty has already done. Like, they've done the suburbs level, like the going door to door through a quaint suburb in the United States is something that Call of Duty has already done. The Brooklyn Bridge being used as a symbol of America in decline or under attack has been done in The Division 1. Like, there's nothing, like, all that different here. It's just that, well, now you can do it in Battlefield. There's other stuff, like, you can go into... I'm not sure if it's a multiplayer map or if it's another... if it's another campaign thing going on, but there's also another, there's a clip of the levelation stuff happening where you blow up a dam and that changes the level, and like just another weird thing of like, ah yes, like let's talk about what happens when you explode a dam and then now there's water everywhere, and like we're just using this like terrible thing that is happening to an area as just like, well, that's a fun way to change the geography of this map. Like, it just seems very out of touch and tone deaf, especially with where games are at and also just, like, where the fucking real world is, you know? Like, I was almost kind of surprised that the image of Bloody Knuckles president was not, like, he was wearing a suit, right? And, like, there was something, the moment I saw that, I was like, oh, yeah, like, these... I wonder how long ago this guy, like this president, was actually just wearing a black zip-up and black cargo shorts that had a black-on-black logo of the American flag. And then that whole fiasco of Zelensky being in the Oval Office and not wearing a suit has, like, impacted this team. And now the president needs to wear a suit because that's what a president does in a time of war. And I don't know. It's just, like, really, it's really weird to me that this is the angle they went. And, like, just, like, taking that and then knowing that the goals for this game is 100 million players, and instead they made just, like, the setting the most just bummer and toxic time. They made, like, the gameplay look just like another Battlefield. So, like, maybe you will get the Battlefield sickos back because it's the next Battlefield, but, like, at least with Battlefield 1, it was a different setting and a different way of playing that game, and this time it's just like, no, like, it's Battlefield 2, it's Battlefield 3, it's Battlefield 4. It's the ones that you wanted back. It's just this time you can do the war crimes on American soil. Or also, I guess, like, shoot at the pyramids of Egypt. Like, that's another thing you can do, but, you know, whatever. I don't know. It's very confusing to me that this is how they wanted to go with it. Especially when, you know, Call of Duty had their turn to reinvent what they wanted to do, and they went with Black Ops. Like, this was their time to go back to Bad Company. This was their time to, like, make a game that was more, like, whimsical or fun or funny or, like, just low stakes. Like, this could have been, like, Bad Company 3 that had, like, a campaign that was fun and funny and then also still had, like, could literally have this exact same multiplayer mode. And instead, they went with the most aggressive one of them. Like, the shock and awe version of that game of, like, mercenaries attacking the United States. Like, how long has it been mercenaries, do you think? Like, do you think it was this just fully a, like, Red Dawn in 2025 until all of this stuff with Russia has continued on? Like, how long has this game been in the concept phase where it was, like, Russia or China invading, and now maybe that's a bad idea? It just, I don't know, every part of it just feels like a weird cash grab, and, like, at the same time, it's using age-old motifs without saying anything. So, you know, maybe it will come out and it will be different in the way the story is treating all of this stuff, but it just really isn't, it's really not selling me on how this game is going to be any different than the old ones, let alone how it's going to, you know, do tenfold the numbers that, you know, a double the amount of online players or whatever. It just, I don't know, it seems poorly conceived, and I find that really frustrating, because every time one of these franchise games comes out like this, there's always this hope, there's always this dream that, you know, they'll do something different, right? That they'll go out and they'll find a new way to do Battlefield. It, like, the, you know, they could go out and have a game about a message, or they could go out and do something unique and different. Like, I was talking to Logan the other day about how Call of Duty continues to just put out the... It just continues to put out the shittiest skins of all time. And that's because I think all of the good ones get sent to Fortnite, and then the weed culture ones and the dregs of the rest get thrown into Call of Duty because, you know, is there anyone playing Fortnite who would buy a Beavis and Butthead skin? Who knows? But I just continue to be confused by the mishmash of here's American Dad and then also Tier 1 Operator Ghillie Suit guy that is supposed to be gritty and real. And it just feels like the next Call of Duty game that comes out should just be called something like Call of Duty Cyber Warfare, and it's revealed through the game that war is only waged in computers, and, you know, it's all like The Division, but it's partisan gamers doing combat on, you just go full Assassin's Creed on it, and you have partisan gamers who just get to pick their own avatars and all of that stuff doing combat against one another in, you know, arenas and like digital war spaces, so that, you know, war is not waged on the devastated earth anymore. It's all just waged in cyberspace. And I just feel like they need to go that far to say, like, yeah, and now, like, I guess you can fucking have Kid Rock in here. I don't know. Like, here you go. Like, you can play as Kid Rock with his dumb fucking bucket hat. And that makes sense now. Like, we've found a way to make it make sense. But, yeah, I don't know. The Battlefield stuff is confusing and unfortunate to me. And hopefully the game's good, but I did not see anything in that initial reveal that said anything like, hey, you should try this game, to a person who has not played Battlefield since probably Battlefield 2 and a little bit of Battlefield 1, just for the campaign. So yeah, I don't know. I guess let me know what you think. If I missed something in there that was jumping out to you about good old Battlefield 6, I would love to hear it, because I would like to be sold on those games, but everything about that just put off the worst possible vibes for me in the year of our Lord 2025. But yeah, thanks for hanging out with me on this drive. I'm going to have to go hop on this train. Luckily, the one that went by and then went by again was not mine. But I kind of wanted to get through this Battlefield stuff, because I think it's kind of important to talk about the state of these games and how they're doing. So, all right, I'll see you. Thanks for hanging out with me, and have a good rest of your day. See ya.